Hello there, this is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Welcome to the Sith List.
And here we go.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy.
I know this is hard for you, but winter is coming.
I can bring you in warm, or I can bring you in cold.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am the danger.
Avengers!
Assemble.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Who's scruffy looking?
Less. Might wanna buckle up, baby.
Carlos, smash you.
King Kong.
Hey guys, you ever see that really old movie, Empire Strikes Back?
And of course, Randy.
Change? Yep. Big change.
They've got your weekend geek covered. And you? You're on the Sith List.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 387 of The Sith List. Happy New Year. Welcome 2024. And thank you for listening once again. Another year going on our eighth season of The Sith List. 8 freaking years of The Sith List. I'm one of your hosts, Raj Lashahi. We're missing Randy again. He's in New York still. He's coming back soon. Don't you worry. Tales with Mike Pappas. I think he's meeting up with Mike Pappas. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's going to be stories. But with me tonight, the young, the restless, the bearded one, Mr. Carlos.
Boo Arguello.
The man that... Oh, nope. I won't do that to you, Kick Tom, again. The man I call Les Gonzalez. What's up, Les?
What's up, y'all?
King Tom Chansky. What's up, buddy? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
And last but not least, it's not playing. Well, you know what? If it doesn't play, I'll just go to my default. And you know what my default is.
The man we call El Hombre.
Eric Strathers, what's up, buddy?
The video makes it so good, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it.
I'll make the obligatory dad joke of, I haven't talked to you since last year.
See you next year.
Yeah. No New Year's Eve gigs. I love it. So.
Yeah, okay. So no New Year's Eve. No crazy ass. Okay.
Nope.
And I'm sure everybody had a great New Year's.
Sure, so why not?
Excited. Yeah. Yeah. We're all very, very, very quiet New Year's this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just another day, man.
Yes. Just another day. It's just another Wednesday, really. Guys, check us out, SithList.com, for all kinds of cool stuff. 2024 is going to be a big year for the Sith List. You're going to find out why. There's all kinds of cool stuff coming up, especially on YouTube. And we're going to do some different YouTube stuff, too. Les doesn't even know what we're going to do, but we're going to do some different YouTube stuff. But
I'd say what would be different is what, if you made some videos.
If we made some content, yeah, that's what's going to be different. We're going to actually do stuff in 2024. Mm-hmm. Guys, SithList.com for all kinds of audio stuff. Obviously, our episodes are on there. Video stuff with Patreon and YouTube. Just click the Patreon button and become a member. Please be a new member of Patreon 2024. We'd love to have you as SithList Patreon SithLister. That'd be great. And also merch on YouTube and on TeePublic. So check us out there. Other than that, how's everybody doing? This is going to be a different episode. So the intro is not going to be a long one or anything. We're going to go right into the year kind of in review and what we thought the best things were of the year and Star Wars, what we're looking forward to, Marvel, the good, the bad, the ugly, the not so ugly. Boo, you have bits or not boo or anything crazy for us?
I might have something.
Oh,
maybe.
All right. All right, so let's not even go into the box office, because screw it. I mean, let's just dive into, like, Star Wars and stuff. Eric, you ready for some Star Wars talk?
Buddy, am I ever.
Thrawn, give it to us in this new year.
Greetings.
This is Grand Admiral Thrawn aboard the ISS Chimera. You are currently listening to the Sith List. I know a great deal about you because of this artistic choice. May warrior's fortune smile upon your efforts.
Guys, right. I would love to tell you that there has been a ton of hot news in the last week in Star Wars, but I can't. But what we will talk about is wrap up 2023 in Star Wars. You know, obviously the big news there is Ahsoka. Ahsoka, Ahsoka, Ahsoka. And I think universally we all dug it. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. It was just there was some cool stuff, right? But I think the big thing we should talk about really is what we're looking forward to in 2024, because we've got a packed schedule of stuff coming out in 2024. And let's see what everybody is most excited about. We've got the Acolyte. We've got Skeleton Crew. And we've got Bad Batch, the third and final season of the Bad Batch.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, originally Andor was going to be part of the 2024 lineup, but it has been delayed. Unsurprisingly, you know, I mean, it was right there in the heat of where the strike was happening, so, or the strikes, plural. But we've got the Acolyte. We've got Bad Batch and Skeleton Crew. Who wants to talk about what they're looking forward to the most? King Tom's who I really want to hear from.
Yeah.
Go ahead, it's without question the Acolyte.
Yeah, me too.
And I know we're focused on stuff we see on screen, but there are also a number of good books coming out this year. There are some books for taking place in the prequel era, more of the High Republic. But even considering that, I've been looking forward to the Acolyte pretty much since the day it was announced.
That's going to be so cool, man. And that trailer that we got in that was leaked in London. Yeah, I mean, this just looks so different and so cool. I am very excited about that.
Yeah, that looks neat. And honestly, to think back about it and to look at it now, it almost doesn't seem like it could possibly be real.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, there's no official release of it, which quite frankly, I'm surprised after this long of a time. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's some
Super Bowl.
Well, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking Super Bowl. I think because Disney has nothing, well, Star Wars wise else to show. And that's already been put together. There's been no rumors as far as who's going to have Super Bowl stuff, but I'm thinking if the, yeah, cause I agree, Eric, I was like, why haven't they released that in some form or fashion? And by now I think it's Super Bowl.
Well, it's so crazy. It's been out for so long. Like,
yeah. How long ago was that? Like, I'm April. Having trouble.
Early April.
Early April. Yeah.
So
that'd be going on almost a year if it does do Super Bowl time.
Yeah.
And you know, there's some potato cam footage of it that shows you what you need to know.
Well, remember, I fixed that one up. See if I can bring it up. And do you remember, I cleaned it up and I cleaned the audio up. It was pretty rad. It came out pretty good. I was very happy with myself. I'll bring it up right now. It's just so we can listen to it again and watch it again. Check it out. Right, let me bring this up. Hold on.
Your eyes have deceived. You must not trust them. The Force is powerful. It is hollow. You must respect.
Maybe I should release this thing on the fucking YouTube.
Get a call from some lawyers.
Yeah.
This is the coolest part, right? It's coming up. The last part's the coolest part.
Yeah.
This is about good or bad. This is about power. I shouldn't be allowed to use it.
Look at this. People that are listening. Jedi with a bunch of lightsabers.
I want to know what that shot is all about.
Yeah. Not bad, right, Eric?
Yeah, you did a good job. I had it blown up full screen, and it looked a little rough on this end.
Oh yeah, it's tough. I mean, I had to like straighten. It was sideways. A couple of those videos were like sideways. I had to straighten them out. I had to run it through AI for the audio, overlay it on top. It was crazy.
I just wish that they would release the stupid thing.
I know, right? Come on.
But what is the? Has there been a firm like intended target date for this?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I just see the year, and I mean, whatever. It's I'll take it when it comes out, right?
Right.
But now, cool, as let's talk about. So, just so people who aren't familiar, the premise of that is it takes place approximately when again, King Tom?
I think between the end of the High Republic and before. The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's still a few decades before the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
At least, yeah.
And, you know, we're thinking we're going to see some possibly Sith-ish apprentice stuff. And to me, that's incredibly intriguing. I also like the very Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon vibe from it. I think that that's a cool move, and it's something that we haven't seen in Star Wars before. But that scene that we were talking about is when all these Jedi, there's like 9 or 10 of them in a row, all pulling out their sabers and igniting them simultaneously. That's pretty dope, and I'm really excited for whatever that is. Let's talk about
that's so High Republic too. I mean,
yeah, just exactly.
Like, it feels High Republic.
Yeah. When it opens up, the little girl that they show, she looks a lot like young Leia from Kenobi, but with young Rey's hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
what intrigues me about this is also this is very possible we see Yoda.
Yeah.
As much as Yoda's not in the High Republic books and is just like in the background for majority of the books, this is something where we can actually see Yoda do something.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
That'd be really cool.
So let's jump into like Skeleton Crew then. We don't know a ton about it, just, you know, kids. What else about it do we really ultimately know?
There was a trailer for that one that was shown as well.
Yeah, it didn't really, there was like no plot point to it.
I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see
you
it.
Just see Jude Law at the end and be like, hooray, Jude Law. Oh my gosh, what were Amanda and I watching? I'll try to think of it, but I said, you know what would be epic is if right there they threw in the line.
Fuck you, Jim. You don't give me warnings, I give them to you, remember, because I can back mine up. And you piece of shit.
You better watch yourself.
You see, I knew it was going to happen back in the day. Like, you know, I knew he was going to be that character.
and then we got the Bad Batch, the third and final season of the Bad Batch. Now, I personally am really looking forward to that.
So am I.
I've really enjoyed the show. I think that the character is incredibly endearing. And I'm just curious as to how they're going to leave it. Are they going to, I mean, do you think Omega can make the jump to live action? And if so, how will they do it?
Ooh.
Will she be grown up? Will it be, you know, what are they going to do? Do you think that who's going to not make it out? Because you always feel like that's a thing.
Yeah.
Is Crosshair going to fully come back to the fold? What's going to happen? I would prefer, quite honestly, a happy ending. That's what I want out of that show. I got plenty of other shows for a realistic, quote unquote, realistic sad ending. Give me a happy one in this. But what do you guys think is going to happen in it? Does anybody have any want to make?
I think Crosshair is going to save the day and he's going to sacrifice himself. I thought it was going to happen last season.
I think
if you're going to lose somebody, it's going to be him, but it's going to be him doing his like saving the day.
I think Tick is still going to be alive.
Yeah. Tick will still be alive.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, he had the big fall, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He's alive. He's got to be alive.
Yeah, I think. There's a saying, my buddy told me this, in the video world, when you, you know, like shooting video and stuff. If you don't see it, it didn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and that applies to several things. Like in the production world, if you're doing video switching and you don't have something where you can prove that it happened, as far as you're concerned, it didn't happen, you know? But then again, in the movies and in TV, it's the same thing. So yeah, he could definitely still be alive. And I really do suspect that'll be the thing. But how do you think they'll wrap it up, King Tom? What do you think will happen at the end?
That's a really good question. And they have to kind of work it so that it explains why the Bad Batch and Omega aren't really part of the rebellion. Yeah, I have no idea. I've been thinking about that one since season one, really.
Yeah.
And it's not like there's anything now, unless they go back to the planet Greece and just live there and help them avoid the giant tsunamis. That's right. The only thing I could think of. Because, you know, these characters, they've really grown on me, and you want to see them all live.
Right.
And be happy. And I think that's the only option I see right now.
Well, and especially when they've endured what they've endured.
Yeah.
And when one of them's a kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those things. But I do hope that there's some explanation that isn't like them standing there and you can see A New Hope playing in the background. Or I'm sorry, Force Awakens in the background. And they're like, oh, man, do you think we should go get involved in that? Oh, never mind. They got it. We're good. I don't want that to be the thing. I don't want it to be Back to the Future 3. Or was that 2?
3.
But yeah, we don't need that. So, no. But yeah, I'll take whatever we get, I guess.
Is it something where we can see them show up in the Rey movie?
Possibly. You know, it just depends on what they do with them. What I don't want to see them do is make it to where they send them after Ahsoka. You know, one of those deals.
That's a good 50 years away.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, six. Because if Rey is 15 years after Rise of Skywalker,
oh, is, like it, is that what it is?
Years away.
Oh, Rey. So. Oh, Rey's gonna be 15 years after.
Yeah, wow. I was thinking more of when you said that. I was thinking more of the going after Ahsoka.
Like, yeah. That makes sense.
But yeah, man, I don't know what they're gonna do. I just don't know. So, anyway, and then we should have. Star Wars Outlaws is still slated for a 2024 release, right?
Yeah.
That might be the biggest thing.
And maybe Star Wars Hunters will actually finally come out.
Oh, yeah.
Hunters. Now that I have a Nintendo Switch, I can play it.
Right. Or Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing. Right. Hey, Mando, the last season of Mando didn't come out last year? We just had Ahsoka? Yeah, I think, right? Mando come out?
I guess it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
To me, that felt like forever ago.
I know.
It did feel a bit ago, you're right.
Like the end of 2022 kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it did come out in 2023, because 2022 was Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think it was. I mean, we'd have to fact check that, but.
Yeah. Somebody smarter than me, look it up. I'm afraid to switch off this window.
Yeah.
But I'm curious as to that. And I would be interested in, that had to have been in 2023, now that I think about it.
Yeah. It came out March 1st, 2023.
Okay.
It's early on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So sorry, I glossed over that. That seems like an eternity ago.
Right.
It really does.
So with that being said, is that still Ahsoka still your favorite show?
Probably.
Yeah,
it's a tough one, man. There's so many
great episodes
that happened in The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
that's a tough thing to say, but I don't know. It wasn't breaking any new ground, and I felt like it was semi-directionless at times.
There was some
that's my negative look at that season of The Mandalorian.
Got it.
But are they talking about a 2025 for the next season, or, you know, we'd heard the rumor that there's a chance it would possibly just jump straight into being Filoni's movie.
Oh,
like part of that. But that was just wild speculation, all based on the fact that, like, the amount of time this is going to take versus when they said the movie was going to be out. You know what I mean? Because we were wondering, how are they going to fit another season of Ahsoka in there when you've got that movie supposed to come out at this time and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. I hope that's not the case. I'd like another season of Mando on Disney Plus. You know, that's what I subscribe for.
I wonder if Pedro Pascal would want another season of Mando.
So
he's a little busy.
He's a little busy. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I do like the idea that the Mandalorian doesn't have to be about him per se.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like the idea that that storyline and Grogu and all that will move so far out of the forefront that they might not touch it. You know what I mean? I don't know that they would do that, but like, what happens if they book a Boba Fett, the Mandalorian, or Din Djarin, is what I'm trying to say. If they do that, where suddenly he's just like, oh, hey, for a while, we're not even going to mention that he's a thing. You know, because quite frankly, how much more can they continue to put Grogu in danger and just kind of have the same perils every time? You know, what do they do with that? But anyhow, I don't know, man. So, but yeah, I would say Ahsoka, big picture wise, just because of Ezra and seeing what they did with all of that. Good times.
Rebuttal? Yeah, I think so too. Ahsoka was cool, man.
Nobody? Fine.
No, nobody else? Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a shit?
Well, there we go. Star Wars, baby. Just nobody gives a
shit. Wait, no. About...
just Ahsoka and...
Well, obviously
What'd you like? What, like Ahsoka or Mando Season 3? Ahsoka? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Ahsoka. Man, I'm just... They have to find a way to move on from Ray Stevenson.
Yeah.
So it's like...
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it's you know, Baylan Skoll is a great character. Probably one of my favorites out of all the shows this year, and probably even he's obviously catapulted himself up there. Like, the character itself is a big deal now. I think a lot of people really like what the character represents, which is like this.
His popularity is wild. Our good friend Andy Bell, he was on a recent episode of the Scruffy Looking Podcasters, and he said that Baylan was his favorite villain of the current or of the Disney era of Star Wars. So
I could see that. And who knows if he's really a villain? Like, well, at this point, he's so complex as a character. I haven't seen anything like this since Boba Fett. A fringe character, which he's not fringe for Ahsoka, but like fringe for Star Wars, has become so popular. But the difference is that Baylan Skoll has depth to him, where Boba Fett didn't have any depth to him up to the point of the
disintegrations.
Show. Yeah, I mean, up to the point, he was cool. He looked cool. The helmet was cool. He's fucking awesome looking.
Oh yeah, he's the coolest looking character.
Oh yeah, he's for awesome.
Sure. Yeah,
but he was so popular when he really wasn't a big deal until. You know, now we know a backstory with him, which is rad. But Baylan Skoll has become like this kind of legendary figure now, which is pretty rad.
Well, he's just such a wild card.
Yeah.
He's such a dark horse, man. I mean, it's like, is he a bad guy? I don't know. He served as one for the purposes of being against Ahsoka, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Ray Stevenson was such a huge part of making this character such a popular, you know, thing, because he was so good. He was just such presence.
Pour one out for that guy, man.
Yeah. 2020. Yeah. But yeah, it was. So all things considering, Mando season 3 and Ahsoka was getting that in 1 year. Not bad, man. We feel like we didn't get a lot of Star Wars, but not too shabby, man. I'll take it.
Well, and I think one of the things is to think back just 6 years ago. Did we ever think we would be talking about the stuff we're talking about?
No.
Did we ever think we'd have it? It's so easy to go from pining away from more Star Wars to being completely jaded and taking it for granted.
Right. That's exactly.
And not that, you know, you got to treat it like a gift, man. And bleh, you know, I don't want to be dramatic, but you know what I mean? It's,
yeah,
we never thought we were going to get any of this. And it's so easy to focus on like the noisy negative parts of it. And, you know, kind of one of our jobs, for lack of a better word, is to talk about it and in a wide ranging thing. If all we ever did was be like, everything was great and I loved it, which is quite honestly how I feel about it most of the time, well, it would be boring for the listeners. There's two sides to every story, kind of thing. And right. Speaking of two sides to every story, one of the things that wrapped up 2023 was this ridiculous story about one of these douchebag YouTubers that, you know, and I like that we don't give that stuff traction on the show. There's no point in engaging on it. And I think we do a good job of not getting sucked into it, because it would be real easy to fill up the Star Wars time with that. But anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. Exciting. 2024 is going to be exciting. And I've watched Skeleton Crew is going to surprise people. Like people, it's like a dark horse.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Like Bad Batch caught me off guard at how much I liked it and how much I'm interested in it. I think Skeleton Crew is going to be that for a lot of people.
And Andor too, to a lot of people. People weren't pumped, like crazy pumped, until they saw the trailer about a story about Andor and how they're going to do it. And we already know where it's going, and it's come out to be one of the best shows that they've made.
One thing, just kind of like my last thing on Star Wars here, and when bringing up Skeleton Crew, what makes me think of it is that I want something that's going to pull my kids back in.
Yeah.
Especially Henry, my son. He's, you know, he's at that perfect age. He's 9 years old and likes, you know, still likes toys and all this stuff. And, you know, Star Wars has just kind of lost him of late.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah, like, it makes sense. This will bring him back.
Yeah. The thing we've engaged with most is, you know, we watched Young Jedi Adventures when we were going to talk about it on the Rogue Rebels. And, you know, that's like the target audience for that show is lower than Henry's age, you know, but he still liked it just because of the aspect of the kids and that they're learning lessons and that sort of thing. And so maybe Skeleton Crew will be more relatable to him.
Yeah, that would be great if it is. And it's going to all tie into all the stuff that he's kind of already watched. And he watched all the other stuff, right?
Yeah. So like, you know, and he's also like one of the things we've been watching Rebels, rewatching it.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. And so I think something with that vibe of like the close knit unit, and especially, you know, for him having Ezra, who's young and younger. So maybe this will be the thing.
Yeah.
My daughter's too cool for school when it comes to that.
Yeah, sure. All right, cool. Well, thank you, man.
No problem, man.
2023, 2024 is going to be exciting, I hope. A lot of cool stuff. King Tom, you want to talk a little Marvel?
Sure.
So we want to talk about review. First
Marvel year in review.
Yeah.
It's been a kind of mixed year for Marvel. We're talking mostly, you know, Marvel Studios. They had, you know, a few major movies come out. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania wasn't a huge hit, although Jonathan Majors' performance, you know, got some accolades. But then later on in the year, he made news for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
And he was found guilty. In a domestic situation, and just a few weeks ago, it was announced that Marvel was firing him as the actor who will be portraying Kang. And you'd have to imagine that they're going to have to, or they're definitely going to be refiguring what to do in that situation. So they're not in an easy position. And you know, they've had some other tumultuous things happen. They got rid of one of their, or they fired one of their, executives, Victoria Alonso, because evidently she was doing some things for other movies in her spare time. That's not so good. On the good side, they got rid of, Ike Perlmutter, another executive who, was cheap ass bastard who owned the he saved the comic book company, but he was not, a good figurehead. They got rid of him. They did have two highlights at the box office. Guardians 3. It felt like that was the only live action superhero movie to make money this year, or to, you know, to get good reviews. And then technically not a Marvel Studios film, but also Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse. It did even better than Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know it made more money than Into the Spider-Verse. That, I mean, for the, it made more money than the first one, which is awesome.
Yeah. You know, Secret Invasion came out, and I don't know anyone who liked that. That was just bad in every way.
So
the Marvels, before the Marvels, Loki season 2, on the other hand, was very good.
Yes.
And had one of those open endings where maybe they could tell more, or they could just let his story end there. And then the Marvels was very much a disappointment at the box office. Although I thought it was a very good movie, it was a fun movie. But I think just ending the year at the box office that way for Marvel, probably not the best momentum for them going into next year.
Right. Right. I was thinking
at least
that
in terms of press. So, I'm just curious, what was everyone's kind of with what Eric did, but in a different way, what was everyone's favorite Marvel moment or thing of last year?
Well, it's gotta be Guardians for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that movie made me like almost cry in the movie theater.
Oh, so, I cried.
Yeah. I cried. But, and it was, and at the end, it made me like want to jump up and cheer, like at certain, you know, when the Florence Machine song came on. I mean, it was just, that movie was so great on in every level. It was just, and I'm not like a massive Guardians fan, but I think it just it hit a grand slam. Dude, that movie was awesome.
It really did. And, you know, I won't like go hard in on my faith, but, you know, it's the way Rocket was able to get the burden that he'd been carrying for what happened to his friends, that is what tortured him more than the actual torture he received.
Yeah.
And he continued to beat himself up and continued to be full of piss and vinegar and not let anybody get close to him. And, you know, through seeing them in the afterlife, whether it was just the imagination of a, you know, a dying brain or whatever, I think that that's what released him from that. And I don't know, man, it just, that really hit home for me. That's,
yeah, it was great.
Good.
I agree, man.
And the performances all the way around were really something else, and by everybody involved. So hooray.
Yeah, it was nice that was James Gunn's goodbye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was really nice.
Yeah, he put everything into it. It wasn't like a, you know, he didn't have senioritis, wasn't going out lazy.
Right, exactly.
Boo, what about you?
I would have to say Loki. I didn't know how they would follow up with that. And I think they followed up with not a smidge better, maybe right at the same quality and the same intrigue that I had for the first season, which I wasn't anticipating. So I'd probably have to say Loki was the highlight Marvel wise.
Okay. Yeah. Less, a lot of people say that.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. I think that would be mine too.
Just, yeah. Look, Guardians was great. Guardians was fun. Guardians is bittersweet. The reason why I'm going to stick with Across Spider-Verse is because we get one more. And that one's going to probably, you know, when that one's done, it's like, that feeling of, you know, the wrap up. But yeah, it was very good. It showed the growing pains of everyone you know, and all of the setbacks that you're supposed to have as Spider-Man. And Miles didn't have, Miles didn't understand that. Like, he didn't understand that things are going to happen. You can't fix everything. Just because you have the power doesn't mean you have the omnipotence. You don't have that power, you know, to be able to be omnipresent and to be everywhere at once. You just can't do it. Doesn't mean that you are allowed to fix everything. You know, that's another part of the responsibility part, you know, in that whole with great power comes responsibility, is like, you're going to have to make a choice. Or you're going to have to accept what happens because of those choices. So,
right.
Yeah, it was a good ride. It was cool to see all the different Spider-Men, and it's all about Spider-Man.
No Leopardon, though, no, bro.
Yeah, no. It's yet. A revamped. Wait, no. I thought the that Penny revamped and she has Leopardon.
I don't think so.
No, it's like a redesign. Because there's a big mech Spider-Man in there.
I don't know.
I don't think it was the part.
That's fine. I'm gonna have
to go back and watch again.
We gotta save.
Yeah, you know, they gotta
save some new Spider-Man for the third one. You know what I mean? So maybe
yes. So, but yes, it was still good, and it was cool to see. Actually, that's all I have to say about it. It was just that good.
Yeah. Also, in Marvel, made it. This made it out too late in the year to make, you know, end of list. But what if they started showing it?
Anything.
I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah. It's been very good. The voice cast is excellent. Some really, you know, heart-wrenching moments, some funny moments, some great action. You get the sense midway through that it's building towards something like last one did.
Oh yeah.
My only complaint is that a lot of it seems very early, you know, based around characters established very, very early MCU, Avengers, Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
There is one later thing that comes on, and one character who hasn't been in the movies or shows at all that I thought they did an excellent job with. But at the same time, I think it would be cool if they did some, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk, Spider-Man, brought in more of those type characters or told those types of stories.
Yeah, Moon Knight would be cool. Man, Moon Knight was cool, man. I really liked that show a lot. Fucking Moon Knight was rad.
Yeah. Damn. So was She-Hulk. I like that. She-Hulk
was
cool.
Oh, no. She-Hulk. Miss Marvel was phenomenal. She-Hulk was good. Yeah, She-Hulk was cool, man. It was fun.
My wife loved She-Hulk.
Yeah, She-Hulk was great. It was a lot of fun. I think Echo's going to be cool.
Echo's going
to
be the shit.
That has a chance to be really cool.
Yeah.
When is that coming out?
January 9th, and apparently all 5 episodes are dropping at once.
Ooh. Son of a bitch.
Right.
A long reaction episode, Raj.
Jesus. Maybe we'll do the first one and the last one. And then the what ifs. The what ifs are, they're coming out every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, nine straight days, if I'm not mistaken.
Started like the 23rd or 22nd.
Jesus.
All the way into the new year, or just before the new year or something.
I think the 31st, yeah.
31st. Okay. Well, yeah, year was box office wise wasn't too great for Marvel, except for, you know, Guardians. But you know, hopefully that, you know, I see all these articles about Marvel fatigue and superhero fatigue. I don't think that's it, because movies like Into the Spider-Verse and then Across Spider-Verse or whatever it is, and then Guardians wouldn't have made that much money. Mm-hmm. It's still out there if there's good stories and people are interested. You know, the Marvels, again, the reason why I think it didn't do great is because two of their characters out of the three were from Disney Plus shows. And not everybody has Disney Plus. Not everybody's watched WandaVision, and not everybody's watched Miss Marvel.
Right.
So, you know, that's probably a reason why. Well, thanks, King Tom. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it, man. What do you guys, other than Marvel and Star Wars, what's the big things in 2024 you're looking forward to? For me, it's... There's a bunch, man. There's House of the Dragon, obviously. Yeah, it's the one number one for me. Stranger Things season 4 is huge. I can't wait for that shit. That's coming. Two parts is coming out this year, right? Correct?
Season 5, isn't it?
Oh, season 5. I'm sorry. Season 5. Yeah. Is it 2024, correct?
I think so.
It's supposed to start shooting in this month in January.
Oh, they haven't even started shooting yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, for shit's sakes. And then Boys. I want definitely interested to see the season of Boys. That's going to be rad. Probably forgetting some stuff, but yeah. Boo, you got some stuff?
I just might.
Oh, okay. And I don't want to cut anybody off. Anybody else other than Star Wars and Marvel and interested in anything else?
I don't have anything looking forward to, but on a look back at 2023 end of things, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. Well, yeah. Good on her, man. I realize people get sick of seeing her on the football games. That's not her fault. She's not the one doing it. She's just going.
I got no problems with it because the Kansas Chiefs aren't playing well. So keep on going, Taylor. No, it's not your fault.
No.
She should be able to go watch
it. Yeah, she should be able to enjoy a game.
Yeah, it's not her that's saying, hey, make sure you get a reaction shot up here every single time.
I know, right?
When you look at like that, her Eras Tour movie is still available for rental. It's always a $48 rental on every platform. And it's still got 98% Rotten Tomatoes. And that's a sign that it's good. Even if you hate her, most people have been like, you can't really deny the quality of it, the quality of the performance, the quality of the songs, the quality of everything, and that's cool to see people be able to look past their, preconceived notions about it. I did have one of my friends several months ago tweeted something about how, I wouldn't go watch Taylor Swift if she was playing a show in my bathroom.
Oh,
and they know I'm a big fan. And I replied, listen, the least you could do is stand outside the door.
So true.
But, yeah. But to see people be able to put that aside and be like, you know what? This is quite good. She's quite good at what she does. But yeah.
Right.
Hooray.
Hooray for her. She had a huge year. Also, hooray for Barbie and Oppenheimer. They had huge years. I mean, Barbie was just ridiculous. Beyonce had a huge year with the Renaissance tour. It was a great year for entertainment and females also. Yeah. Yeah. So well done, 2023. 2024, I wonder what's going on. Do we have a Naboo for 2024, Boo?
I think so. We're going to kick off the year with a kick in the nuts.
Poor Steele. Yeah. He came on. He wanted one. He didn't have one.
I just want everybody to know that the reason we're doing this is so that no matter what, we only have up to go from here.
Oh yeah,
that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, it's just for you guys. Yeah, I do have one stipulation though. Les cannot play.
Les can't play this game.
Les can't play.
That's like a birthday present.
I know. Les can't play because he's seen something that is part of this.
Oh, I'm very jealous of Les.
Okay. Yes. Les has been saved because I did not anticipate anybody seeing Aquaman. So yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say the GoBots cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Les, no facial reactions. I can't have you giving away. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There's no lifelines here. All right. It's not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So yeah. So remember Naboo. One of these is wrong. One of these,
or they're all wrong,
or they're all wrong, or they're all right. Or take your pick. Yeah.
So we're going with which one's wrong.
Sure. Yes.
It's already pissing me off.
Yeah, I know. That's the best part of all of this.
Okay.
Is this one? Never mind. Let me try the soundbite. I don't know what this one is.
Here's some intel. Eat it.
Okay, oh, Peter Cullen just got like a life achievement award, and it was great.
He should have got that 10 years ago.
Years ago, yes, I know. Yeah, so it was awesome to see it. He had a great speech too.
Oh, it's awesome.
A great speech. Yeah, the guy is literally Optimus Prime. It's fucking amazing. So yeah, all right.
Something for dorks.
Dorks detected.
Definitely.
I love that one.
That one's good.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, statement number one. Aquaman 2 ends with Jason Momoa saying, "I am Aquaman." All right. Statement number
Les is laughing already. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Statement number two. James Cameron is working on a documentary series similar to Planet Earth, but for the planet of Pandora. And I just had to throw a holiday.
Could you imagine? I that sounds so fucking stupid, he would fucking do it.
He would do it. All right. Statement number three. This is a holiday one. A little late, but you know, whatever. Jim Carrey was supposed to play Buddy the Elf in the Elf movie.
Yeah.
That's all of them. All right, folks.
Wow. This is actually a good one because.
Yeah.
Two of the three, I think, could have happened. If he says, "I am fucking Aquaman," that would be really stupid. But I wouldn't doubt it either, though. What do you think,
Eric? Here's why I think that one is incorrect. And it's because it wouldn't be an issue of his reaction if he did say that and Les saw it. Right? He wouldn't laugh.
That's what
that'd be a thing. I had heard the Jim Carrey Buddy the Elf thing before.
Okay.
And the James Cameron thing, he actually started a new production company. What was it called? It's UMOA Pictures or something. It stands for Up My Own Ass. So I could probably do that thing. I'm going to go with number one is false.
Number one is false. That's what you're thinking, Tom?
I mean, number one and number two are so stupid that they have to be real. But at the same time, I feel like I've heard three somewhere before. So I am going to go with both two, and they're all real.
Ooh.
Because this is Naboo, I could do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, yeah. It might change mid-game. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah.
I'm going to say two. I'm going to say that James Cameron, as much as I don't like his pompous ass, I don't think he would go that far to do a documentary about a fictitious world. But I
y'all are not would. Y'all are not playing Naboo with the skill that you need to play Naboo with. I'm just sitting here laughing hysterically because I know what Boo's about to do. I know exactly what's going to happen. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Number two. I'm going to say number two. And then afterwards, I'm going to say,
come on, don't bullshit me.
That's what I'm going to say, yes.
Okay. All right. Raj, you're the only one who got it right.
Yes.
Number two is a complete fabrication.
I said number two also.
Oh, you know. And you also said all of them, too, as well.
That's but I'm right. allowed to.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. So number two is complete fabrication.
I wouldn't put it past him, dude. Like, if he listens to this podcast, which he doesn't, obviously, but if he did, that would probably, like, ding, he'd go, like, oh, wait a minute.
Fuck. If he does do that and he does listen, I apologize. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then the other two are correct. I didn't see Aquaman. Rusty did, and he told me that shit. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding
he
me.
He says, I am Aquaman. That's the last thing he says?
But no, and he also goes, yeah. Or something like that. He does like a kind of thing. Like a
Jason Momoa, yeah.
Like one of those kind of things at the end of it.
When Rusty told me that, I was like, I don't want to see it now. I wanted to see it a little bit, and now I don't want to fucking see it at all. Yeah.
He leans into being obnoxious and like a bro and just like, fucking tequila, man, yeah.
Damn. Oy. Well, if Steel was on, that's what he would have said. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, thank you, Boo. I mean, that was actually like a decent one. Yeah, it was a decent one, Boo. That's maybe one of your best. I mean, you're starting 2024 and fucking on the right foot, dude.
There you go.
What a great start. Off to a great start, 2024. Yeah. We got a Naboo that kind of made sense. which is very rare.
I struggled with that one. That one took me fucky forever to put together.
That was a good one.
The Aquaman one, I was like, that has to be it because nobody's fucking seen it. And then Leslie said he saw it. I was like, shit.
Yeah. But I can't believe it ends like that. That's really dumb.
Actually, there's a message, but go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
My rationale for why I thought that one would be the answer is because if he did indeed say that and Les has seen the movie, he wouldn't really have a tell. If it was false, you would expect him to be like, that would be the giveaway that it was the false one. So, well played, Boo. I feel like you threw us off by saying Les, had to look down. No face expressions.
Yeah. So. I think you threw us off by having a decent Naboo.
That was the throw off there. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
One of the good ones.
It's the plants. Yeah.
But to the point of the Aquaman movie, just to beat that dead horse a bunch, there is a message.
There's an actual message.
Okay.
Ooh. Well,
but there is an actual message, like, leading up to that. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, right. Yeah.
Well, guys, I think that wraps up our year in review and our hopeful year in 2024, I guess. Things that we want to come out and things that should come out, I hope. Thanks again for listening and following and doing all that stuff this year. We really, really appreciate you guys, man. Everyone, not just you. But guys, King Tom Chansky, King of All Pods, I'm going with you first to see if you have something witty to say right off the bat. 2024, we got a Naboo that was really good. I just want to see if I can just throw you under the bus here. King Tom, where can people find you?
You can find me on Patreon shows for our friend at Steel Wars Blue Harvest, our Sithless Patreon. You can also find me on Blue Sky and Twitter at Tom Chansky, where I'll have nothing witty to say in 2024.
There, see? Les, where can people find you?
You can find me on this podcast and on our awesome YouTube channel. Hopefully you're doing some cool reactions in the new year.
Yes, we will be. 2024 is going to be a fun year for reactions. And what I was going to say, doing different things. We have an idea of doing some like really shady reality shows that people love that we don't really like, but bringing our better halves also into it. Less so, like Lorena would be on doing like Love is Blind, and Randy's better half would be on. And then, so we're thinking about other things as well, not just pop, crazy superhero stuff. But we'll see if that happens. Let's just do one reaction and a breakdown and see, let's get it going before we have ideas. But Boo, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at the Sith List Boo.
And my man, Eric.
Check out my other podcast, Dinner with the Healers. It's an episode-by-episode Bluey podcast I do with my family. And look for me streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/mouserat2217.
Nice. And you can find me at The Sith List anywhere social media is found. And we will catch you next week. Oh, Randy, yeah, you can find him.
Shut up, Randy!
I haven't done that one in a while, so I just want to throw that out there. Just find him online. He's on playing guitar and doing his stuff on Twitter and Twitch and doing great things. But he'll be back next week. And you can find us right here with Randy next week, episode 388 of The Sith List.